impromptu call-in guest here. My pleasure to welcome Congressman Barry Moore of Alabama's 2nd Congressional District on the phone. Congressman, thanks for making time for us this morning. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff, and thanks as always for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, it's our pleasure to get you on here real quick. Want to get you on, talk real quick. Electoral College Challenge coming up tomorrow. Big news day, obviously, to Georgia tonight, but a lot of things to unfold possibly tomorrow.
Yes, we got a heavy lift tomorrow, and you know, Mo Brooks is he was leading the challenge really for the whole country, and so early on, I was a freshman and. Just got here, been here a few hours, and told him I wanted to join the fight. And momentum's building. It's a pivotal time in our nation, and we need to stand for election integrity above all things. You know,
are you surprised about the pushback? It does seem a little over the top. Watching the national media and some Democrats react to it.
No, not at all. I mean, the Democrats did the same thing in 2004, and then in 2016 as well. They contested and. In 2016, it was really just an exercise in futility, but where you had one House member and one senator, you know, contest the electorate. But this case is one of what we think is obvious fraud across a number of states, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, just to name a few. And we have 75 million American voters that showed up, that voted for President Trump. They expect us to stand and be their voice. You know, there's a Latin term called Vox Populi. We had it in the House of Representatives in Alabama, and that means the voice of the people. And so in order to be the voice of the people of Alabama in the 2nd Congressional District, and for that matter, our nation, we've got to stand and contest these delegates. We got to fight for the election integrity for the future of this country.
Congressman, tell me this, though. Your constituents, I would have to assume it's probably similar to it is here in the 1st Congressional District. They're overwhelmingly supporting what you're standing for here.
Absolutely. I think there is no way in good conscience you can campaign and say you're going to stand for Donald Trump, you're going to fight for Donald Trump. And granted, when we did that, we were thinking stand for the wall, stand for his ideas, the future of our country, and for free markets and populace, you know, for people to have a voice in the process. I never dreamed that 48 hours on the job I would be standing to protect his election and make sure that it was fair and free. And so it obviously, what the calling is and what I'm having to do is a little different than what I planned. But at the same time, I'm keeping my word to the people in the district across the state and across the nation to fight for this president. And more importantly, fight for the future to make sure that they know that their vote was counted.
Well, as far as the election goes, I think we're in agreement that the process leaves much to be desired. Looking beyond even tomorrow, what can be done to shore up the public's confidence in these elections?
We had a caucus this morning, and that was one of the things the GOP were talking about. How do we go forward and secure the election integrity? And I think one of the things I want to do, and I've talked to my staff, is we need to work with other members to make sure we pass a national voter ID bill like we did in Alabama years ago. And that's one of the things when I was on campaigns, constitutions, and elections that we passed in Alabama. But it's not fair for the voters of Alabama to be tied to corruption in Pennsylvania. And so we've got to figure out a way, just in the federal election, that Alabama's tied to the fate of these other states within the union, but the elections are fair and they're free and that our voice counts across the country.
Well, tell me, we get to take a look at this, but it's like either side doesn't trust the other side and moving the ball down the field. I mean, that's gotta be a difficult lift.
It's a heavy lift. No doubt, Jeff. I mean, that's like I said, a lot of people don't think we can win this fight, but I tell you, we have to fight. You know, a lot of people thought Donald Trump wouldn't win in 2016 either. He had a 1% chance, right? So don't count him out. He does not give up. He did not concede. I talked with him on the phone the other night. I told him the nation, and especially my district, was praying for him, praying for Vice President Pence as he presides over these hearings. And, you know, we're going to go down. We're going to make our case. We're building momentum. I'm excited to see we have some senators on board. And more House members by the minute. So it's one of those things, you know, we can't let the challenge discourage us. We've got to fight.
Congressman, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time. But thanks for hopping on real quick and giving us that update.
Jeff, thank you. I appreciate you having me on. We'll stay in touch.
All right. That's Congressman Barry Moore, ladies and gentlemen.